Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Economy's down, people can't get enough pay. As for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Folks without homes, living out in the streets. And the drug habit, some say, they just can't beat. Murders and robbers, no place seems to be safe. But you've been my protection every step of the way. And I wanna say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Hey, could have been me. Outdoors with no food and no clothes, or just alone without a friend, or just another number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. Woo! But every day by your power, you keep on keeping me, and I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Yeah. Could have been me, outdoors with no food and no clothes. But you didn't see fit, woo, to let none of these things be. But every day by your power, you keep on keeping me. And I wanna say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Woo! Said it could have been me. Woo! Outdoors with no food. And no clothes. Could have been left alone without a friend, or just another number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit, no, to let none of these things be. But every day by your power, you keep on keeping me. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for
sanctuary service. Would that you would go there with me. I'm asking that even at the conclusion of the reading, that you would keep your apps, keep your Bibles open, so that we can walk through this text. What I believe the Lord has for us on tonight. Hebrews chapter 13. Follow me down to verse number 8. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Stay right there though. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I want to talk to us tonight from the subject consistency. Don't change. I said no change. In a season where a lot of people want to get ready for change, we move from one year to the next year. We don't want to go in the same kind of way. We want to look for opportunity for us to be at a place to receive change. However, on tonight, I heard the Lord say, no change. Because we have spent an entire year, 2021, talking about branches to the vine, connecting intentionally, intelligently, and infinitively. We were talking about connecting to the Christ, the Holy One, the Anointed One. Connecting to one who would come and die to save your soul and mine. We talk about connecting to the cross of suffering and shame, such that when we experience suffering and shame, there would be no surprise. If you would embrace the cross tonight, you would not be surprised when the struggle comes your way. We talked about connecting to the church, that Christ is the head, that we are part of the body, local and universal. We talked about being connected to the community, such that when we go down from these four walls, that we will still do ministry for the kingdom of God. That we would go out to do work out there to bring folk in up in here. Yeah, and he says to us tonight, be careful not to disconnect. You've connected to the Christ, to the cross, to the church, and to the community, so don't change. Come to tell us tonight that we should not change. In this text, in Hebrews chapter 13, if you even go back, you know, to verse 1, there is an imperative that comes to us in this text, and it is that of love. This is the way that you stay connected.
Come on.
The way that change doesn't slip in on you.
Come on.
Because the Christian life, it's a practical life, y'all. And the driving force behind everything is love. Yeah, love was what conceived salvation for us in the past eternity. Love brought the Son of God from heaven to die for sinners on the old rugged cross. Love is shed abroad in our hearts, the hearts of the believers, by the Spirit of the living God. And love is what led the writer to pour out his heart, urging and pleading with those who profess to be Christians, to be of the Christian faith. He urges them to prove their profession to be real by going on and doing what you say you believe. He's urging you. He's pleading with you that you would do what it is that you claim you are.
Come on.
Too many people are walking around here talking about, I'm a Christian, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and we don't act like it half of the time. And I'm being gentle with that. He says that I need you to prove your profession. I need you to prove what you're talking about. I need you to prove how you say you are the way that you are. So he says for us, if we're going to stay connected, if we're going to make sure that there is no disconnect, he says to us there in verse number one, I'm right there, Hebrews 13, verse one, he said there has to be some compassion. The compassion that you must have, it's there. It says, let brotherly love continue. He urges you to love. That you've got to love. He says this compassion has to be shown to the saints. He says brotherly love, that there is love. The one evidence of genuine conversion is genuine love.
Amen.
Love for God's saints. That's how you can tell whether folks
Amen.
Saved or not.
Amen.
If they love you. Yo, come on, help me.
Yeah.
First John 3:14, it says, we know that we have passed from death unto life. Because we love the brethren.
Yeah.
He said that we are to love those who are fellow members of the body of Christ.
That's right.
I got to push the point tonight.
That's right.
Because
That's
we right. think we can come and sit up on this pew and not like the person on that pew. But he says that let brotherly love continue.
Yeah.
If you claim you're a saint and they claim they're a saint, you saints better love one another.
That's right.
Let brotherly love continue. He says the compassion has to be to the saints, and not just to the saints, y'all, but to strangers as well. Look at it. He says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Yeah, you don't even know who you are blessing.
Come on now.
When you've been called to bless, you don't know the blessing that you are leaving on the one that you have blessed. You think that you've blessed one, and that one that you blessed has been a blessing to so many others.
Yeah.
All because you have been obedient to the call of God on your life. You know, Jesus, they asked Jesus, how when did we feed you when you was hungry? When did you give you something to drink when you was thirsty? He said, when you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me.
That's right.
So you got to think about that thing every now and again, that when you're going through your life and you're blessing people, you're doing things. And hold up, you're just doing things out there. Please understand that every now and again, you could be blessing the man of God. You could be blessing the woman of God. That's what it is. He says, when you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. Yeah, he says, you got to show compassion also to the sufferers. Look at verse number three. Christian love, it embraces sufferers too. Look at it. Remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body.
Yeah.
That's some tough stuff right there. He says you gotta remember them like they are you.
Uh-huh.
That they are suffering, and you have to put yourself literally in their place of suffering. So that you don't get it twisted. You want to be in a place, because some people don't want to be associated with certain kinds of people.
That's right.
They don't necessarily want to be seen with certain people. They don't want to be seen with folk they know sometimes. But he says that you got to remember them. If they're bound, you got to act like you bound too.
Amen.
Whoo, God. And them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. I'm giving us some hard stuff tonight, but he says this is what comes to you when it seems like disconnection is inevitable. You got to push pause and say no. I've got to continue to love. I've got to continue to give. I've got to continue to embrace. I've got to stay connected because the Lord says the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he says that there has to be compassion. Not only compassion, but there has to be chastity. Oh my God, I know y'all don't want to hear this one. There's got to be some Christian chastity. It's there, and the word has not changed.
Uh-huh.
it's there in verse number 4.
Yes.
Marriage is honorable to all and in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. He's trying to keep us connected, because when you go out there and are acting illicitly, it's causing for separation between you and God.
That's right.
Because what that really is, you know, we got the big words and kind of all it is the small word sin, and sin separates you from God.
That's right.
That separation is a disconnect.
Yeah. Amen.
And he says, no,
that's right.
No change, no disconnect. We've got to stay connected.
Yeah,
but he says that the Christian also has to be content. Look at, there's contentment there in verse number 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have.
Uh-huh.
For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a good word there, because you almost run past what he's saying. He says, let your conversation be without covetousness. You know, conversation is really your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You're living the way that you live. Be without wanting. Coveting means that you want something that somebody else got.
Yeah, right.
you want to be a Jones and you a Jackson. He says, be content with what you have, the stuff that you have. Watch this. He doesn't say just be content with what you have, but also remember that I'll never leave you nor forsake you. What are you saying, Jackson? All I'm saying is, if you are content with what you have and there is desire for more, he has not left you, and last time I checked, his coffers are running over. He has more than I could ever receive. And so he says, I never leave you, and I never forsake you. I won't leave you alone. I ain't going to mess you up out there. I ain't going to drop you and kick you and leave you out there. You know, Jesus said, you know, the sparrows, the birds, look, I take care of them, don't you think? Take care of you.
That's
the lilies of the field, they get dressed and tapped down. But look at you. I will take care of you. I love you the same. He says that in order for us to stay connected, in order for there to be no disconnect, in order for you not to change, there has to also be some courage.
Yeah.
Find me right there in verse number 6. He says, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Now I know every now and then some stuff will shake you, stuff will rattle you, people will mess with you, and you get all messed up. But the scripture says we can come boldly and say that the Lord is my helper.
Come on.
You got to affirm to yourself that the Lord is your helper.
Yeah.
And now and then you can't find nobody to help you. Your friends won't help you. Your family won't help you.
That's
you
right.
Can't even get the legal system to help you. But he said, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me.
Yes.
Because they want to do some terrible stuff. They want to do some jacked up stuff. But you can't be afraid of what it is that they think that they want to do to you. For the Lord is with you. Don't be afraid. Yeah, that you facing all kind of persecution and all kind of craziness, but don't be afraid. You have to have the courage that God is with you. And what I like about the fact that when God is with me, I don't have to worry about anything being against me. Before God is greater. And if I got him on the inside of me, the word declares that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Come at me if you want to. Shoot your best shot. I got Jesus on my side. Glory to the Lamb of God. But he says also, in order for, oh God, this is going to mess y'all up. This is not Jackson, y'all. This is Jesus. I'm telling you what the book says there in verse number 7. He says there has to be some consideration.
Yeah.
You got to consider some stuff. You got to consider, the text says, your leaders. I ain't saying no more than what the book said. Look at verse number 7. Look at it. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. He says, you gotta consider the teachings of those who have the rule over you. You ought to respect those whom God entrusts with positions of leadership among his people. You must pay attention to what they teach from the word of God. Don't miss me. What they teach from the word of God. So too many people out here teaching some stuff, but it didn't come from the word of God. Now anything that I tell you that you can't find in that book, you just disregard. But he says that you've got to respect them that teach you from the word of God. Look everything you got to consider what they have produced in you. Look at it. It says, consider the end of their conversation. That is the issue of their lives. That the way that they live. Consider how they live. In order for you to imitate, watch this, their faith.
That's good.
Imitate their faith. He said you gotta watch them so that you know how to walk and have faith in God. Because they are the shining examples that he has given to us to imitate. Uh-huh. Glory to the Lamb of God. And right here is where I've been trying to get to, verse number 8. There has to be some consistency. Not just does he call us here to have compassion. Not just for Christian chastity and contentment and courage and consideration, but he says there must be some Christian consistency. He has just dropped all verses 1 through 7 on us, given us the conduct, proper conduct for us to live. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes this verse, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. It seems like it's out of place. It seems like there is no connect. But he says that the connection is right there in Jesus Christ. In order for you to be connected and not disconnected, you've got to have Jesus, who is the Christ. He says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because you know, he's not one who wavers. He's not fickle like other men. He never changes. Men, they just fickle. They change. Even the very best of them, not always the same from one meeting to the next. You see them today and tomorrow they something else. He's always the same. You've got to come to grips with that. That in order for you to stay connected, you've got to stay connected to Jesus. I come already back around full circle, because he is our very example. He says he's the example for your compassion. He's the example for your chastity. He's the example for your contentment. He's the example even for your consistency. It is Jesus, who is the Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. He just slaps us in the face saying that Jesus does not change. Look at him. He's never changed. If you go through the scriptures, there have been people who are always trying to brush up against him and trying to touch him. He's still the same. There he was. He's at Lazarus' home after he done got him up, just leaning back. Folk trying to talk to him, he's still the same. And when his friends are trying to talk to him, he's the same. When he's getting heated debates of accusations that have been thrown at him, slander and loaded questions coming at him from every direction. Even when he was eating in the upper room, he's still the same.
Yes, sir.
Look at him. Even when there are the hated enemies who come at him, he's still the same.
That's right.
In the high priest's palace, when confronted with the mob and violence in Pilate's judgment hall, when encountering the contemptuous scorn in Herod's court, look at him when talking to Nicodemus, and when talking to the that woman at the well, when faced with the bereaved widow's grief, he still the same. Look at him, a boy of 12, as a candidate for baptism at John's hand, as an itinerant preacher riding in the fame of a lonely sufferer in the garden. He is always the same, never ruffled, never complaining, never at loss for words, never wondering what to do, never wrong, never needing to apologize, never hesitating for a moment, never out of communion with God. He is always the same, and he is still the same today. He is the quality of life he would impart in us. Yeah, that's why he gives that to us. Look, y'all, he knows well the problems and the perplexities of life. He knows the trials and the testings and the temptations that we have to deal with, because he's already been there.
Yeah.
But he says to us, don't change. Continue in the same love, because he is the same yesterday, today, as he is yesterday, and he's able to meet your every need. If you can meet it back then, he can meet it right now. When you find yourself in the midst of the new present trouble, the new present pain, you remember back when he took care of you back yonder, and see, won't he do it again? You can get your affirmation on the inside. He is Jesus the Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I can say I can get him on the inside of me right now to fix my present problem. And I can get excited that when another one shows up down the road, he's going to fix that one too. Oh, I wish I had somebody that would bless God off up in here. Because you know that you serve a God that never changes, that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, if you would just receive him for yourself. He said, don't change. There's got to be some consistency.
Yes,
I was listening in the testimony service. He's calling for consistency. Consistency won't have us backtracking.
Come on.
Consistency won't have us laying down and not getting back up. Consistency says that I'm going with Jesus all the way.
Come on.
Yeah. I'm going with him even if I have to go by myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jesus all the way.
Yeah.
He says to us tonight, as we come out of 2021, don't change your connection.
No.
Stay connected to the Christ.
Thank you.
Stay connected to his cross.
Yeah.
Stay connected to the church. Stay connected to your community.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stay connected to him.
Come on.
That's the word.
Because of Jesus, who is the Christ.
Yeah.
That one connection will secure everything else that you need. Why? He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever.
My God.
Amen.